Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. We've been enjoying looking at the life of Ruth, how she was sensitive to the needs of her mother-in-law and went to take care of her at great cost to herself. We're also enjoying the fact that Boaz noticed Ruth, noticed her need, and did what he could to take care of her as well. Ruth and Boaz were people that noticed needs around them. In Ruth 2, verse 13, she says, "Then she said, 'I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, for you have comforted me and spoken kindly to your servant, though I am not one of your servants.'" All good things come from God, and we receive them to use them, not to love them. The resources that I have, that you have, are to be used, not to be loved. And all good things come from God. So we thank him for them and look for the reason that we have them. You haven't been blessed so that you could be self-indulgent. You haven't been blessed so that you could be self-centered. If you've been given something, it could be given to you to meet the needs of yourself and your family. It could be given to you to use in a way that shows God's love to somebody who you notice needs to see God's love. We often get things reversed. We often love what we should be using and use what we should be loving. It's a terrible, terrible thing when that happens. We are wired to love, and we can be most genuine or perverted in that area. When anyone loves things that cannot love them back, they have opened the door to all kinds of troubles. Jesus made it clear in the scriptures that no one can have two masters. You will love only one and hate the other. If we love stuff, those we love will become a burden or a bother to us, for they keep us from our stuff. Boaz had stuff, but he loved people. And because of that, it all turned out quite well. Each of us have stuff. Is that stuff becoming things that you live for? Or do you understand the importance of using the stuff that you have to build the kingdom of God? Stuff is stuff. It's never meant to be loved. Boaz recognized the need that Ruth had. Eventually, it turned out quite well for both of them. Ruth recognized the need that her mother-in-law had, and it worked out well for them, too. God blessed both of these individuals because their heart was wrapped around the idea of loving those around them. Not using those around them, but loving those around them. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch. Thanks for listening.